Perigold High School is one of several schools in the state that have implemented a wellness center in the schools, a center that helps with the students' physical and emotional needs. Director Susan Brittingham tells when this got started.
I believe it started in 2009. The state had this idea of school-based health centers. The idea was with grant money. So this, we were part of a grant during the 2010-2011 school year. That year was construction and of the wellness center and everything. During the end of the school year, we actually decided to pull out of the grant. So our school-based health center is actually district-funded now. And so I started in August of 2011. And so, and our wellness center is district-funded. So, and that's when Dr. Hines became part of our team, and we started serving kids in November of 2011.
And Brittingham makes reference to Perigold Dr. John Hines, who's volunteering to check on the students in the mornings.
At this point, we're getting this up and going. We've been going 3 months now, going on our fourth month, and I'm here from 7:30 in the morning till 8:30 in the morning. Mainly at this point, we're just seeing the acute illnesses so that mom and dad don't have to miss work, children don't go home unnecessarily, try to cut down on some of the walk-in or call-in appointments that disrupt the day in a physician's office. If the child is sick enough, we do send them home. If it's something that we can't handle here, then we call their physician's office and get them in to see that day. We hope that starting next year, we'll be able to expand that to comprehensive well child visits.
And Dr. Hines tells how many students they see every day.
On average, probably about five a day. Right now. Of course, that's just an hour a day.
Right. But do you think if it was expanded, you'd see a lot more?
I think when we expand well-child visits, absolutely. Well, the numbers will increase.
What do you like most about the Wellness Center?
Seeing the kids, again, being an educator. A lot of times in medicine, we deal with the elderly. It's very nice to see the young kids and help them make good choices in their life.
And Hines says good choices in health are important in a time when chronic diseases are on the rise.
I think that one of the number one issues facing kids today is obesity, the rising of diabetes, asthma as a chronic illness as well.
And Hines tells what they're able to do in the Wellness Center.
Number one, we're educators. Educate them on chronic health problems, safe lifestyle practices, importance of exercise, nutrition, compliance with medical regimens, and routine visits.
And he says another crucial part in the education process is wellness screening, something that's offered at the Perigold High School's Wellness Center. Director Susan Brittingham says the goal is to get more students screened.
We want to see the numbers of the EPSDT physicals, which are the well child physicals. We want to see those numbers go up. Right now, Arkansas is at the bottom of the list for the nation of kids getting their well child physicals. So really, when flu season passes, we are going to dig deep and start focusing mainly on well-child visits. And right now, the percentage for Arkansas is like 43%. The state would love to see those for Greene County. And the state would love to see that number 100%.
And Dr. Hines tells what goes into those visits.
The well-child visits consist of just an overall assessment of the health, make sure that the lead levels are normal, there's no anemias, hearing, vision, immunizations are up to date, and any chronic health problems are addressed.
Another component in the Wellness Center is mental health. Part-time counselor at the center, Gretchen Clayton, tells more.
The students come to me as a referral through the school counselor's office. They may be seen in there for grades, and they may have drug and alcohol problems. They may have experienced some loss in their families. They may be having some social problems. All of those type of issues are addressed typically first and foremost through the school counselor's office. If the school counselor sees that they need more intensive services, then they make a referral to me, and that's when I come in and start seeing them. And I usually meet with the students about once a week, from anywhere from 30 minutes to an hour. It depends on their schedules. I have some that have very intense schedules, and I don't like to pull them out of those core courses, and so I may only see them 30 minutes a week. So I have one student I see after school every other week. It just it varies based on their needs.
And Clayton says young people today are facing a lot more issues.
I feel like they have a lot more anxiety and stress and pressure, and some of it may be from peer, it may be social pressure, just thinking, and at this age, a lot of the students are thinking about what they're going to do in their future. They're not sure of the direction, maybe not ready to completely grow up yet, not sure about decisions as far as college and becoming independent. We've got a lot of family problems going on right now, drug and alcohol abuse in the home, and kids in some situations are raising themselves. And it causes a lot of stresses, not just in the school, but outside the school as well. So my hope is to provide them with some emotional well-being, some support, some coping skills that they can transfer over into their daily lives outside of the school as well. And the hope is to improve attendance. We have a lot of kids that are missing. They're having to stay home, take care of siblings. They're, you know, tired from being up all night the night before, taking care of parents, taking care of themselves. And that goes along with the wellness center too. I think these, you know, emotional well-being goes hand in hand with physical well-being. And our idea is to hopefully improve attendance and help our kids to feel better. And we all know when we feel better, we can learn easier.
And Clayton tells what she does to help students.
I provide individual, group, and family counseling as necessary. Sometimes I use different techniques such as bibliotherapy or play therapy techniques where the kids may journal for me, and we'll talk about that. I've used art with some of my students who are artistic. They like to do those things anyway, and I may just kind of talk with them as they're working on a project to make it a little easier and to establish a little better rapport. But at this age, I do just a lot of talking. They just, and a lot of listening. They just need someone to listen to and absorb some of the things. And sometimes it's a matter of just getting everything out on the table and having someone to talk to and tell their problems to. And it, they may not need much more than that. But then I do have others that I'm a little more intensely work with, such as some of the techniques I mentioned.
And Clayton says there is a need for this service in the school, as she's seeing 11 students now and also sees some in referral. Dr. Hines says there is one main challenge with the wellness center.
We don't turn anybody away, irregardless of insurance status. Of course, we would prefer for Medicaid to get a code to where we could get reimbursed, as we have no grant money. We are district funded, and we'd like this to be a self-sufficient operation.
Clayton agrees and says the lack of Medicaid payments can serve as a barrier for children to get some of the help they may need.
I do see that as a problem. Mental health services are expensive. They are. And I think that is a barrier in the past. Like I said, more and more of the agencies are becoming able to bill for mental health services, and so I think that we'll see that on the decline. But there are a lot of kids out there that probably needed services that their parents just couldn't afford that copay or that sliding scale fee, which, like I said, a lot of the agencies in our area are really good at working with the people, but I think there are still that, like you said, maybe a fear of not being able to pay. I know this is going to be expensive. We just can't afford that. Even if they have a $20 copay, if they're being seen once a week, that's $80 at least a month. And so this is a service that I feel that we can help our parents. They can be off work less, and the kids can be in school more.
And as Gretchen Clayton, Paragould Schools will continue to fund the Wellness Center next year and will eventually add more services to the school to help the students who need it the most. Placing wellness centers in schools has been done nationwide for the last 20 years, but it's starting to take off in Arkansas, as 10 schools now have wellness centers in Arkansas. State officials are expecting more schools to add wellness centers in the near future.